WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Over the years, many of TV's families have reunited, for better or worse. The Addams Family, the family from Eight Is Enough, even the family from the show called Family. Now the Brady Bunch is back with A Very Brady Christmas. Television critic David Bianculli has a review.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady.
Boy, does that bring back memories. From 1969 to 1974, the Brady Bunch started out each week with that same bouncy theme song. And each week, I nearly killed myself diving to change channels as soon as I heard it. Back then, I hated the Brady Bunch for nothing. Now, at least, I can get paid for hating it. This weekend, CBS presents A Very Brady Christmas, a telemovie reuniting all the original cast members of the Brady Bunch. Well, all but one. Susan Olsen, who played Cindy, the littlest girl, is replaced in this new movie by Jennifer Runyon. But Eve Plum is back as Jan Brady, and I guess that's news, because she skipped the last Brady TV reunion, a 1977 variety series called The Brady Bunch Hour. But since I have trouble telling the Brady family from the Partridge Bunch, or is it the other way around, cast changes don't bother me. I'm more concerned that the script is co-written by Sherwood Schwartz, creator of Gilligan's Island. And what really gets me is that A Very Brady Christmas makes Schwartz's previous all-time low, a TV movie called The Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island, look like a masterpiece. A Very Brady Christmas starts out bad and keeps getting worse and finally reaches critical mass, a whole new level of terrible television. Here's a quick tour, but I ought to precede this with a warning. What you're about to hear is not for the squeamish, so you may want to turn down the volume for a minute. Still here? Okay, let's start with Robert Reed and Florence Henderson having a thoughtful conversation as the adult Bradys.
Where is my checkbook?
Right here.
Oh. You're gonna need that for your Christmas present.
Mike, you can't do this to me. You can't tell me you know what you're gonna get me and not tell me what it is.
Yes, I can. You know why?
No, why?
Because I'm mean and cruel and sadistic.
Yes, I know that. I just hope you're generous, too.
And here's the subtle way they set up the first flashback.
Remember our camping trip?
Which one?
The one where the boys almost got eaten by a bear.
Oh, yes, how could I forget?
And here's the enlightened exchange between Peter Brady and his girlfriend, who's also his boss at work.
From 9 to 5, I may be the boss, but from 5 to 9...
I am.
I'd say it's about even, right?
Right.
Why do I watch this stuff? Because you never know how bad the bad is going to get. And in A Very Brady Christmas, it transcends badness. It's rancid, and the worst is saved for last. Daddy Brady gets trapped in a collapsed building, and the rest of the family gathers around outside and sings a Christmas carol for inspiration. A Very Brady Christmas could ruin these actors' careers. But, lucky for them, they don't have any.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.